Auszüge aus einer Reportage der Kollegen von Dresden bekommen dort. Wir haben ja die Situation, dass die staatlichen Institutionen bewusst unter freiem Himmel es inszenieren, eine sogenannte Flut, gerade mal 400.000 auf 80 Millionen, also weniger als 0,5% der Bevölkerung, die die Bundesrepublik vielleicht in diesem Jahr um Zuflucht und Schutz nachsuchen werden. Aber sie werden gedrängt in Zeltstädte etc. und so zusammengepfercht, dass es unter den Gruppen, die dort Zuflucht suchen, auch zu Auseinandersetzungen kommt. So in Dresden Freital. Und ob wir das jetzt hier hinkriegen, kann ich nicht garantieren, weil die Kollegen das auf internen Bereich gestellt haben. Und eigentlich müssten wir das hören können. Hören wir mal zu.
Ab und zu morgens in italienischen Kneipen hocken, Wirklichkeiten an sich vorbeiziehen lassen und den Mädchen auf dem Po blicken. Wie unwirklich ist das alles. Draußen nur Himmel und Land. Der Pizzabäcker schlägt ein Rad. Jetzt kurz den Atem anhalten, schmecken, riechen und ich will noch eine ganze Menge leben. Draußen stehen Pinien, sie könnten lächeln. Zwischen zwei Espresso schminkt sich der Mittag. Er steht nackt in seiner Garderobe und scherzt. Jetzt aufstehen, die Arme ausbreiten, dann tritt sie aus den Wäldern, zuversichtlich und eine Flasche Rotwein im Arm. Die Hügel ebnen sich, wir erreichen eine große Stadt, der Abend wird eingetrunken. Sie erzählt von ihrem Land, wir singen, die Kellner heben die Fäuste, Avanti Popolo und umbekehre die Vino Rosso ancora. Wir sind zuversichtlich.
Wir waren am 31.07.2015 beim Lager auf der Bremer Straße in Dresden und haben Geflüchtete über die Zustände im Lager befragt. Hier nun einige Interviews dazu.
Now it works. Now it works. And then you can say whatever you want.
Hello. I am in Camp Dresden. My name Rami. And the camp is very bad. Some people don't have humanity. So another have humanity. Today war between Afghan and Arab. 50 people from Arabish. Attack 100-150 Afghan. Afghan attack to women, children. It's very difficult here. And thank you to radio. Thank you very much to my friend Martin Ohlij. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your interview.
Thank you.
Yeah. Goodbye. And when you know something or some people who want also tell their side and what they seen and what they feel because of the situation, you can bring it out or say, hey, here's an anti-racist radio from Dresden. If you want to say something to us, come out and because we not allowed to come in.
Okay, I see my friend, I tell him and...
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We stay here and ask a lot of people, the people who speak English.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. I've heard here a bad situation in the lager, and of course today we read the newspaper, there were violence. Do you see something and do you know what happened here in the lager and how is living here?
I will tell you about the living here.
Okay.
First, the living... It is not possible to stay too much long time because at the night the weather is too much cold, mm-hmm. and there is no too much bed covers. More than that, the people here is too much people.
Too much people.
Yeah. You can say maybe for 1,000 people, maybe 800 like that.
I heard there are more than 1,000 now. 1,100.
I guess 1,800 like that, I guess. I don't know the real accounting. About what happened today for the violence. Some of two nationalities, I will not say the nationalities.
Okay.
They're fighting. For what the reason, we don't know. But before maybe 1 week, some of nationalities also told the responsible here about to separate from the nationalities.
Okay.
For this nationality, for this tent, this nationality, they mixing for the nationality. This is two nationalities. They didn't accept each other.
And they are in one tent?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes also they separating the father and mother. Sometimes. Not all the time.
They separate families?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Okay.
First time we came to here, first time before 10 days, they separating. Now I don't know if they correct the situation.
Okay.
So I wish if I will not stay here too much long time. It is difficult. I didn't cross all the way to sleep in the tent. I came here not for eating, not for drinking, not for sleeping. I come to here for education and work and to be a good person in the community. So I wish I will not stay too much long time here.
We hope the best.
Thank you very much.
But it's not in our power.
Yeah, we know.
We are also we are only media.
Yeah, I know that. Okay. I ask for one of responsibility here.
Uh-huh.
Bring someone to talk to us, to tell us how long time we will stay here. They told us they don't know. They don't have the power. I want to mention one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Cross is doing their best.
Okay.
And they didn't make for us any troubles and anything. But too much people. They cannot handle anymore, I think. They need too much supplies, too much medicals. So
more personnel?
Yeah, you know, of course. More person, more supplies.
Okay.
So wish for us good luck.
Good luck and all the best.
Nothing in our hands.
Okay. Thank you for the interview.
Yeah, we living here is many country from Syria, Afghan, Pakistan, also Somalian, many people is here. We live together, but there is some guys is not good because they want the problem make us.
Okay.
Because there is only two guys make problem for that. Start with these two guys.
Okay.
With football, I think volleyball. Everything is nice is here. But there is a one and Syrian is fight is here. But police come, early come and finish everything. It is better now. We happy is here. Because Germany people is too much hard work. Police is came, everybody is came. Everybody help us. He give the food and cloth and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Germany people is good. But they fight the two countries. Many countries did. Because they together is Arab country and Afghanistan country. This is the problem.
Okay.
Nothing is more. We happy is here. German people is too much help us. Thanks about that. Same line. Now you see, he give the fruit and food, cloth, shampoo, everything they give. We too much happy. Thanks a lot for the people on the Germany. Also for media. Media every day come. We see every time he will come ask us people what problem. We happy that.
Okay. And how is the living situation in the Lago now?
Now is normal because he will because this camp is new.
Okay.
They will start before 5 days, 6 days.
Yes.
Now everything is normal. He will bring everything is the toilet, shower, food. Everything is now day by day is better.
Okay.
Yeah, day by day is better because many securities come. Many he will bring everything.
Okay.
Now is okay.
So, thank you for the interview.
Laut Angaben eines Bewohners des Lagers auf der Bremer Straße in Dresden gab es bis zum 31.07.2015 6 Duschen für Frauen und Kinder und 2 Duschen für Männer. Davon war eine nur kalt. Am 1. August 2015 wurden 8 Duschen für Männer aufgestellt, also insgesamt 10 Duschen, und 6 Duschen für Frauen und Kinder blieben konstant. Toiletten gab es mit Stand 1. August 2015 um 20.30 Uhr genug. Decken zum Zudecken wurden aus den Niederlanden eingeflogen und pro Person stehen 2 Decken zur Verfügung. Die Essensversorgung ist im Gegensatz zu den vergangenen Tagen besser geworden. Zum Abendessen am 1. August 20.30 Uhr, das was ich beobachtet habe, gab es 3 Sandwiche aus Netto oder Lidl und einen Beutel voll Obst. In diesem Beutel waren unter anderem Pflaumen, Honigmelonen, Weintrauben, Aprikosen und noch anderes Obst, was ich nicht so genau beobachten konnte. Ich weiß nicht, ob diese Versorgung ausreicht für eine Person, die erwachsen ist. Im Lager wohnen zurzeit mit Stand vom 1. August 2015 um 20.30 Uhr 1.100 Menschen aus 16 Ländern. Dass es da zu Konflikten kommt, ist vorprogrammiert und dies war ein kurzes Statement aus den Interviews, was ich so erschlossen habe.
I heard that today there were violence between two refugee groups on midday here today in the lager in Friedrichstadt in Dresden. Do you recognize this and what's your point of view, how you see the situation?
Today there is an Afghanistanian group and some Syrian group. They fight against us, against Gedar, because there is one guy from Somalia. He came with food, and the Afghanistanian, they hate this guy. And the Syrian came, they told him he is refugee and why you hate him. And they hate all the Syrian. They start to take the stone from the floor and they start to hate all the Syrian.
It's starting about food?
Yeah, not about the food.
Okay.
He was walking in the street and they hate him.
Hit.
Yeah, they hate him because he say he is a black man and he is from Somalia, and it's we want to
because
make
of
talk.
Racistic reasons.
Maybe some of this.
Choke.
I can't say that, but
okay.
Maybe some of this.
Okay.
But they hate this man, and some Syrian they came and they say, "Why you hate this man? He is human like us, and he is refugee like us." And they start to fight against all the Syrian, and they take a stone from the floor and they start to attack all the Syrian, and they hit three women and 4 guys, and they make blood in the head, and it's horrible. And the security, they just move outside. They don't touch anyone. They say, we can't, we need police. And some police come, also they say, we can't, we need more police. And more police come, and the problem stop. But the problem, we told him before, we can't stay with these people, because, you know, we are Syrian, we came from war.
I know.
Yeah, there is a big war in my country, we are not hungry. We have a lot of food. We have food enough for all Germany if you go to my country. When the war started in Iraq, there is 5 million Iraqi people come to Syria. And we put him in the house and we give him food. We give him work. We give him money. We give him everything. We are not poor country. We have a lot of money. We have everything in my country. I came because there is war. I came to Germany to live in base. I came to Germany to work, to live in base. I don't want to kill anyone. You know that? But the problem, they put us now with these people, Afghanistanian people. Do you know what they're doing in Syria now? They came from Afghanistan to Syria to take $500 every month to kill the people. And everyone, they know that.
And jihad.
Yeah.
Not real jihad.
But it's not jihad. They call it jihad, but what the fuck jihad they... What the fuck? They go to kill the people.
It's
they,
only
they, they kill children. They kill women. They don't care about
they
anything.
They rape people.
They just ask, if I will take $500 every month, I will take this money and I will back to Afghanistan.
They are soldiers.
Yeah, they search for... They are soldiers, yeah, of course. And now they put us with these people. And we told them from beginning, we can't stay with these people. You don't understand. They stay in the line all the day. Then they make all the problem for the food. We need to take the food. We are Syrian. We stay in the line and they came. They take it from here, from here, and they stay. They make a problem. And they are hungry, you know? They are hungry. They came because they are poor. They are hungry. They came to here like 3 months or 4 months and they will back another country. We are refugee. We came because we have war in my country. Not like these people.
But not all Afghan people are so, or all Afghan people are so?
Some people, they are poor also, they came because they don't want...
Soweit also Stimmen aus dem Mit 1100 Personen belegten Zeltstadt an der Bremer Straße in Dresden, wo Flüchtlingsgruppen miteinander zusammengelegt werden, Familien getrennt werden und es zu beinahe notwendig Konflikten kommen kann. Die Reportage stammte von unseren Kollegen von Korax in Dresden, dem antirassistischen Radio dort vor Ort. Das Ganze wurde aufgenommen in der Mittagszeit am 1.8. gegen 12 Uhr. Wir sollten in Erinnerung behalten, wenn wir jetzt die Bilder bekommen, dass dies eine gezielte Politik ist. Gezielte Bilder von Flut. Angesichts von selbst 500.000 Menschen ist das lächerlich angesichts der Tatsachen, dass in den Nachbarländern Syriens und Iraks Millionen aufgenommen worden sind, Abermillionen, aber in der reichen Bundesrepublik und in den reichen Ländern Frankreich oder Großbritannien die Aufnahmekapazität nicht erreicht wird, sondern alles abgeschoben wird auf Griechenland, auf Italien, dort wo die Erstaufnahme, sprich die Dublin-3-Regelung zur Geltung kommt. Länder, die man nebenher bemerkt, wie Griechenland selbst durch die deutsche Finanzpolitik und Eurozonenpolitik in das Verarmungsrisiko und Verelendungsrisiko hineinstürzt. Das war das Mittagsmagazin Punkt 2.